Hello. They said everybody can take a break for 15 minutes. Now, I know you've been sitting here for a long time. you know, it's been a whirlwind this whole month that I've been on the job, getting a chance to hire the coaches that we've hired. I'm extremely excited about the staff that we have, and can't wait to get out on the field and get around the players. It's been a wild thing just trying to get moved, coaches hired, scheduling, all the different things that you have to do as a first-time head coach. But we're excited about it and ready to go. To be honest with you, I've been so involved in looking at our players, the free agency, the just starting to get going on the draft, and really we'll start evaluating the quarterbacks once we get back and after the combine. I haven't looked at any college football players yet. Excuse me? Well, you know, anytime that you finish 31st in the league, you got a few holes. So we've got a lot of, you know, I think we gave up the most yards or the most points scored in the NFL last year. So we've got quite a few holes. So we're going to need a lot of good football players defensively and offensively, as many as we can get. And we're going to have to coach them good. And so it's all about getting the right players that fit the system that we're looking for, the guys that share the same vision that I have for this football team, and putting that all together. Well, you know, we'd love to sign all of our guys, you know, and obviously when I was in Cincinnati a year ago, we had a lot of free agents and we weren't able to sign them all, but we want to try to sign all the good football players that we can. Unfortunately, in today's NFL, we understand that we're not going to be able to sign them all. Hopefully we can get worked out with him and everybody else, but we'll see as it goes. You know, the business side of football for both the players and the organizations, they all understand that this is all part of a business, and they're going to do what's best for them, and obviously the organizations are going to do what's best for them too. Well, the biggest thing for me right now has been the schedules, which, you know, I was talking to John Fox a little bit yesterday about this. Just it's just a pain in the rear end that you have to, you know, you're trying to do schedules for training camp and when to do red zone, when to do 2-minute, when to do all the different scenarios, situations that come about. So to me, and maybe it's just because it's on my mind at this point in time, but that is a part that is has been difficult for me. You know, Rick Spielman and has been fantastic. He wants to win very, very badly. He's a football guy. He's a coach's son like I am. You know, he's a good competitor. We've had a great relationship going forward. But even more importantly than that, everyone at the Vikings, I've been extremely, extremely impressed. You know, Bob Hagen, all the people there, the ownership, the Wilfs, the trainer, Eric Sugarman, George Payton. I mean, I can go down the list of guys, and it's just one guy after another that I meet has been, they've all kind of just blown me away. I'm excited to have this kind of support group with us, and obviously Rick and I, we see things a lot the same anyway, but I think he's great. Hi, Butch. Good. Thanks. Well, you know, I was extremely fortunate to work for Marvin for 6 years. Marvin's a fantastic guy, a great football person. I honestly haven't talked to him very much. We've texted a little bit here and there, and you know, I've asked him about a few things. And but he's, you know, I take a lot away from the things that he did in Cincinnati, and the way he was with players, the way his schedules, a lot of the different things. But Well, you know, I'm looking at a lot of his schedules. I'm trying to, you know, Butch, what I want to try to do is put it the way I want it. I want it to be Mike Zimmer's schedule, not Marvin Lewis's schedule. I want it to be Mike Zimmer's team, not Marvin's team. And so it's important that I use the resource that I have with what he's given me, but put it in my own context of how I feel like it can help the Minnesota Vikings be the best football team. Well, it was great. You know, one of the first things we did was we brought all the scouts in. I put some tape on, and I talked about different players that we had in Cincinnati, different things. Tried to show them, you know, this is the kind of the techniques that we play. This is kind of what we're looking for. And because it's the most, it's like every other part. It's about getting on the same page. We want to make sure that the scouts are the same page as the coaches and everybody else. And just like the football team, I want the football team to be on the same page. So, you know, and as you know, Joe, being around me long enough, you know that that's always been a big thing. I mean, you know, everybody understanding their role and everybody doing what they're supposed to do.
New Mexico State wide receiver Austin Franklin, table four.
No, you know what, I think we're always father and son to an extent, you know. His office is way on the other end of mine, and so what I'll do is, you know, I'll take a break and I'll just walk over there to his office and I say, hey, how you doing? You know, that's, you know, and so, but, you know, my son Adam is brilliant. I've always told everybody he's smarter than me, better person than me, you know, everything about him. And that's kind of what dads want anyway, right? But the players tell me how good he is. The coaches that are there in Minnesota, they say, wow, Adam knows this stuff like crazy. He says it just like you, you know, all these different things. So that to me is what makes me feel good about it. No, for me, it's about getting the best football coaches I can get, the guys that fit in the same chemistry together. All those things are extremely important to me. We'll come up with the system to fit what the players do best. It really wasn't about that. It was trying to get the best group of guys for the Minnesota Vikings that we can. You know, I think everybody realizes that Christian has a ton of ability. He's got a great arm. He runs good. He's a very bright guy. I think everybody wants him to live up to his expectations that not only we all have of him, but he has of himself. And so, and it's hard for me to judge him when I really haven't been out on the field with him, you know, and ask him to do things and see how he does different things. The patience part is, I'm not a patient person with anybody. So I just think once we get on the field, we'll figure all those kind of things out. Yeah, if he was the best player. You know, one thing I learned from my dad, we were talking a minute ago about coaches' kids. One thing I learned from my dad, when he was coaching in high school, and he was one of the best high school coaches in the state of Illinois, but one year he'd have this football team, next year he'd have that team, next year he'd have that team. And he went from the wishbone to the run and shoot to an I formation team to the spread offense. And the thing I took about it was, how did he always figure out how to take this group of guys and make them win? And that's me as a football coach. That's my job, is to take this group of guys, whoever it is, and figure out a way to win. No one's going to feel sorry for me if we don't have this or we don't have that. It's how do we get these guys to play as good as they possibly can, play together as a team, and not make mistakes, and do the things right in order to win. And so that's the challenge for me as the football coach, is to do that, and hopefully I'll be able to do those things. I don't know, Joe, how long does it take? Not very long, I don't think. You know, the one thing I try to do with the players is be extremely honest with them, tell them exactly what we're looking for, how I expect them to do it, the techniques I expect them to play, and really, I've always sold, and these guys from Cincinnati can tell you, I've always sold the team concept of being the best football team, not the best 11 individuals, not the best 11 players, but who's the best team on each Sunday. And I think if you look back on those teams that I had in Cincinnati when I first got there, I think everybody would say, you know, they played pretty good together. They were a good defensive football team. And so to me, that's really what I'm trying to do. I want to take 53 guys now and make them a good football team. And whatever that is, and you know, whether it's, like I said before, running the wishbone or the run and shoot, it doesn't matter to me. It just matters about winning and playing the game the right way, making fans proud of how we play, making the people in Minnesota excited to watch us play. I think if you went back and you asked the fans in Cincinnati, they would say, wow, they were fun to watch on Sunday. And that's what I want the Minnesotans to do, is I want them to say, wow, this football team is fun to watch. We enjoy watching them. And they make us proud off the field and make us proud on the field.
Two more questions.
You know, Butch, I think the familiarity of guys with me, I think that's always important, but I don't know that I need to do that. Hopefully, we have some people in Minnesota that will be Zim guys, I hope, you know.
Mike, I don't know how deep your family, friends, guys feel out of the South Chicago area. Has there been any pushback or just fun about taking over the Rams site?
No, not really. I do have still several friends in the suburbs down there especially. But, you know, I grew up watching the NFC North, you know, the Bears and all the people in those divisions that's what football was to me, and so I'm just excited to be part of it. You know, Chicago's a great city, like all of them in the division there. So it was, but it's always been kind of a dream of mine to be in the Midwest again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.